6 months, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary.
Thank you.
As the book of Isaiah had prophesied, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Unto Mary this Son of God would be born, though she had not known a man. How was this possible? As the prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "With God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Let us listen to Mary's humble response. Said to Mary, "Fear not, for the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will give birth to a son. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Over the hills and everywhere.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Wise men still follow him. They know that the baby born in that humble manger so many years ago is still the answer, even today. Maybe this Christmas can be different for you and your family, not just as an empty celebration with little ceramic nativity figures that we get out and dust off once a year, but looking at Christmas as a relevant, life-changing experience. The birthday of Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to earth just to give us life. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life. This year, let's remember. Remember the manger, the shepherds, the star, the wise men. Remember the angel and the stable. But most of all, let's give Christ his place in Christmas. But even more than this, let's give him a place in our hearts and our lives.